Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. The point isn't how we do it, it's that we do it. And I just wanted to paint that picture because there's a place at the table for every one of us who follow Christ because he gives us grace to do the things that are good for us. In fact, Scripture says he wills in us to want to do what's good for us. So I know that some of us are wired naturally for discipline, and that's so helpful. I mean, I appreciate that God made me that way. But I also know people who struggle with the word discipline, but they step back. They've got some consistency in their lives, and there's fruit as a result.
I think this will probably be the most profound thing I will try to say today, Susie.
Okay.
I think discipline is freedom.
I do too.
Discipline is freedom. If you have the discipline to do certain things, you have the freedom to enjoy other things. And I oftentimes see people using discipline as a negative word. They see it as something that's a burden or a hardship or, oh, discipline. And I think, oh, no, just the opposite. It's the most positive word in the world because discipline brings freedom. You have the freedom to do things you couldn't otherwise do unless you put in the discipline.
It's so true. It's like when you say no to certain things, you are saying yes to other things on both sides of that equation. And so to get a framework in your life is to help prepare, I think, you to be ready to do the things God wants you to do, but it also makes it sustainable. So I'm going to interchange, you know, discipline, consistency with kind of a life balance. So one of the things I want to say is a healthy life balance is not the put together appearance, because some people just have a knack for looking super put together. But some of those people that I've interviewed will admit that their lives are falling apart in another area. And this is the way they compensate. They can pull it off, so they do. And another thing that balance is not is a perfectly managed schedule where you do everything on the dime always and there's no flex. Now, that's can be a virtuous thing, but it can be a bad thing if you serve your schedule at the expense of people. And the third one is it's not a life free of conflict and difficulty, because in this world we'll have trouble. Now, I'm making this case here, Bill, because I think when we are consistent, these are some of the fruits that come out of it. I mean, there are times where we do appear more put together because we've, in the little ways, have said yes and no. And our schedule will run better, and we will probably have a little bit less conflict because our yes is yes and our no is no. But those aren't the goal. So I just want to know what you think about that.
Well, every decision divides. I mean, if you say yes
Good
to
point.
Something, you say no to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you develop a consistent core value of the things that you're going to try to do every day, prayer, meditation, a little bit of exercise, watching what you're doing in terms of your diet, you're going to find yourself very equipped to do God's work, and you're going to be much more available, and you're going to find yourself with probably more energy and a much happier, well-rounded life. That's
mm-hmm.
my opinion.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.